Joining us this morning with a legislative update, your 12th District State Senator, Brett Hawkins. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. It was great to hear Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville. They're sure a good combination, right? I don't think you and I are quite as good, but you know, we'll try to follow that.
Hum a few bars. Yeah, there you go. Oh gosh, Senator, good to have you. I know that we're getting down to the short strokes here, almost to the end. What's still to come for you all there in this legislative session?
Well, this is the end game. This is the final week. The 105-day legislative session is scheduled to end on April 25th. So that's a Sunday. And the three most important things we need to do between now and then is approve the three budgets, the operating, the transportation, and the capital budgets. Those are important because basically today or tomorrow we need to, as a legislature, finalize the documents so that we can post them publicly so that we can have a 24-hour review period of those so legislators can think about amendments and things like that. And then we need to debate those and approve those all between now and when we adjourn on Sunday. So that's the big thing. And we can't get out of the session without getting the budgets approved. And so that's basically the big focus of this week, this final week.
And during this whole process, the Senate and House passed operating budgets that would needlessly drain the rainy day fund, something that the voters actually voted for. How does that get rationalized when you're going through this process?
I don't know, Jeff. I just can't make sense of it myself. So the Senate budget that was approved maybe a couple weeks ago, and I think the House passed budget is similar, proposes, and I voted against it, by the way, proposes to spend all of the rainy day fund, which is known as our budget stabilization account. We had a $2 billion projected balance in that reserve account, and that budget proposes to spend all of that, but there's more. They also, in that budget, proposed to spend all of the additional revenue that's projected in the most recent revenue forecast, which, if you'll recall, was actually really positive despite the COVID pandemic. So all of the extra revenue that's expected over the next 2 and 4 years based on the higher than expected revenues during normal economic times, that's all being proposed. But wait, Jeff, there's more. Remember the capital gains income tax? That is in addition to both the draining of the rainy day fund and the draining of all of the extra revenues that are expected. That new capital gains income tax is added as well. So the budget that I believe the legislature will likely approve this final week is nearly $60 billion, which is a significant step up from the current two-year budget. Right now, our budget is about $54 billion. And so to go from 54 to 59 or almost 60 is a huge, huge step up. And those figures don't include all of the federal dollars, all the stimulus dollars that are passing through the state through the COVID relief packages. Those are all kind of separate in addition. I'm just talking about the $59 or $60 billion of growing state budget. That's just all of our state revenues and our reserve accounts and new revenues combined.
Mm. With the spending of those dollars, is there any requirement on the legislative body there to have a plan on how to replenish those funds?
Well, that's the real challenge. In fact, one of the challenges I see is that the state has put in place in this proposal an expanded and new child care benefit, basically paying for having the state of Washington taxpayers pay for the majority cost of people's individual child care needs. And I acknowledge child care is important and access to child care is important for our economy, but to make all the state taxpayers pay for people's child care is really a challenge. It costs almost $1 billion each two-year period. That is largely paid for by the federal dollars initially in the budget, and then in a couple of years, the capital gains income tax revenue is expected to pay for that. Well, one, the federal dollars, that's all one-time dollars, and then it's paying for an ongoing program that's new. And also, the capital gains income tax revenue, that's just in theory, because that could be, that bill could, if it passes, would be subject to a statewide referendum potentially, or also subject to a court challenge by the state Supreme Court. So if by chance something like that got struck down, this whole new program would not have any funds to pay for it once the federal dollars cycle through. So that's just kind of one example of structurally why I feel like this budget is not a responsible use of taxpayer dollars. Also, we continue to spend so much in our state that if we don't have an adequate reserve account, what's going to happen 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 6 years from now, if we do have an economic recession, or just even a slowdown and our revenues dip, and we don't have dollars from the federal government like we do this year, which are probably coming from China, by the way, filling the differences to help stimulate our economy. If that happens, basically we're going to be in a tough, tough spot in the future in the state, because we have built up all these new programs, programs that are very popular, and we won't have the money to pay for it. So what I believe would happen in the future, by the way, Jeff, would be either one, we need to cut those programs, which are super popular and people are just now starting to benefit from, so people wouldn't want that, or we need to increase taxes even further to make up the revenue to pay for them and keep them going. So either scenario, I think, is a real tough situation for our state, and that's one of the reasons why I just couldn't support the budget, and I likely won't be able to support the budget in whatever final form they come up with this week.
Wow. Well, it's got to feel good to be in the home stretch. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners this morning as we run out of time?
Well, it's always a pleasure to serve the people of the 12th District. There's a little bit of a rumor that Governor Inslee could call a special session if his climate cap and trade bill is close to the finish line. But I think the most important thing to do is to finish these three budgets and adjourn the session on April 25th. I'll likely be able to support the transportation budget and the capital budget, but as we discussed, I have my serious doubts whether I could vote for the operating budget once they get to an agreement.
Yeah. As always, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you for joining us.
Likewise. Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right. Be well. Again, Senator Brad Hawkins with a legislative update this morning.